All right, guys, we're going to kick our stories off with Nerdalogs member Joe Gennaro. As opposed to all the other Joes in the Nerdalog.
Yeah.
You're my favorite, though.
Thank you. I'm definitely top three in my book. I would like to apologize to Cover Stories. I didn't realize that he would tell you, and I did confuse you guys with another guy. So, that was my bad. So this is actually a monologue that I wrote and performed at our most recent show where we were exploring other options as well. If you ask a child what they want to be when they grow up, there are certain answers that you kind of expect. Doctor, fireman, astronaut, president. And lots of kids will keep that answer year after year, and they'll do research and write papers about it in school. Their family might get them gifts that have to do with that profession. They might go to school and study it, and eventually they will realize, fully realize the path that they were on when they're 20-odd years old. They will have become exactly what they wanted to be when they grew up. Now, I never really had an answer for that question, or rather, I never had a consistent answer for that question. I mean, there were jobs that I wanted to have, but it was really only for a little bit. And I would never fail to drop that once the new shiny thing came into focus. Everything just sounded like so much fun. You learn of jobs where you get to build things out of steel and stone. Jobs where you get to travel overseas and meet new people. Jobs where you discover things that haven't been held by human hands in centuries. Jobs where you get to create something that has never existed before. With so many exciting possibilities out there, why would someone want to do one job, the same job, for 40 or 50 years? The same office, every day, 9 to 5, punch in, punch out. I felt that people were robbing themselves of so many potential experiences. And that's why I could never decide when I was a kid. I mean, I wanted to be everything. The first thing that I remember wanting to be was a professional Ghostbuster. My grandmother would often employ my services to rid her house of ghosts. Now, looking back, of course, I'm sure that she didn't think her house was actually haunted that often. I probably took care of them the first couple times. I vividly remember what I wanted to be around second grade. I wanted to be a scientist and a monster truck driver. Now, those are not two separate jobs. I wanted to be a monster truck driver slash scientist. I imagined crawling into Bigfoot or Gravedigger in a white lab coat, then crushing old Cadillacs while running experiments set up in my passenger seat with test tubes and beakers. Tell me that doesn't sound awesome, and I will tell you that you are a liar. For a short period, and probably the only time in my life, I found a sport that I enjoyed and I wanted to play forever. And I was utterly heartbroken when I found out there was no such thing as professional kickball player. Thank you. Around fifth grade, I decided I wanted to be a chef. I watched my mom cook all the time. I loved eating food. And it would be fun to make food and then eat it or have other people eat it. Even more than just cooking, I really wanted to own my own restaurant. I even had a name picked out for it. Cup of Joe. And it would have been more than just a coffee place, although I would have forgiven you for the assumption. It would have been American fare, kind of comfort food. Think pick-me-up cafe minus the vegan and vegetarian-friendly options. In high school, when you're actually supposed to know what you want to do, my cupboard was pretty bare. There wasn't anything that I felt really passionate about. No path that I knew I wanted to follow. I just knew that I didn't want to have a normal, boring job. It was also in high school when a friend suggested I audition for a play. I thought, why not? I could do that after school. My friends are already doing marching band, and they're so cool. So I tried out for the play, and I got in. And I loved it. Being able to become a brand new person, finding the layers of meaning in their character, also being encouraged to say things and have people laugh, which is all I've ever wanted, all made this a very favorable experience. So it made me realize that being an actor, you can be anything. You can be a police officer, you can be a teacher, you can be a Civil War soldier, or a scientist who saves the world, or whatever you want to be. You weren't stuck being one thing, you could be everything. So I went to school to study acting. Small school in Ohio, only 2,300 kids or so. Graduated in 4 years with my bachelor's. And then once school was over, I got a job. And of course, I got one in my field, right? Obviously, no. I've had several paying jobs since college, but very few of them have been for acting. I had a job at Walmart, where I stocked the shelves with Kleenex and Tide detergent. I worked for the Cleveland Cavaliers for 2 seasons. I got to perform on court, sure, but acting it was not. I was employed at a for-profit online university, and I did act there. Every day, I acted like I didn't want to kill myself and every single person around me. My supervisors would often track my time at work and talk to me about how little time I was spending trying to convince uneducated lower-middle-class persons to sign up for our school. I instead spent time reading books, including Orwell's classic 1984. The fact that they were tracking my time while I did this, the irony of that was lost on them. Most recently, I've done over-the-phone customer support for a nonprofit and a tutoring company, and that's fine. I mean, the work is okay, but that's all that it is. It's just work. It's a job. It's not my career. And even though I go to the same office Monday through Friday, 40 hours a week, punch in, punch out, the culmination of everything I feared when I was younger, I don't really mind. Because all the while, I've still been doing what I wanted to do. I've been taking comedy classes, I've been writing material, rehearsing, performing on stage for audiences of varying sizes, including here for you tonight. In my head, as a kid, the reason that having a long-term office job was scary was because that's all that there was. That was all that I could see. But now doing it, I know that I am more than my 9-to-5. My career is more than my job. I get to perform. I get to stand in front of people, say things, and make them laugh. And that's all I ever really wanted. I get to pretend to be a graphic designer or a stand-up comic superhero, or a counselor on an intergalactic space station, or a post-apocalyptic road warrior. And sometimes, if I'm lucky, I get to go up on stage and be myself. And I can't think of anything I would rather be. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. It's worth noting Joe will be playing himself in the next Nerdalogs run. Joe versus George Lucas.